Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It's clear that our security plan was not properly executed. This is unacceptable, and I take full responsibility, and I will make sure that it does not happen again. The White House emergency action plans are multifaceted and tailored to each threat. The Secret Service has apprehended 16 individuals who have jumped the fence over the last 5 years, including six this year alone.
Not fired? Still has a job? Not in shackles? Beyond comprehension. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Watching America go down like the Chernobyl nuclear power plant on a daily basis is not a pretty job, but someone's got to do it. Let me start by saying, although Obama is the most divisive, terrible man to have ever invaded the White House, he is still the president of this nation. He needs to be protected, and the Secret Service failed at every level, and she should be fired, and everyone on duty should be fired. And that's what the American people demand. And we didn't get that today. We got a double-talking, duplicitous woman who was put there for politically correct reasons, who failed us at every level. Not one of them has been fired. How do you feel about the fact that the Secret Service can get away with this failure and think that they're lying their way out of this disaster? I don't understand why the president doesn't fire them. That's the part that bewilders me. Now, thanks to Jason Chaffetz, there was a little outrage, but no one lost their jobs. How is that possible? Let's look at the headlines on michaelsavage.com. White House fence jumper pushed past female guard. That's PC number one. She was the female. He knocked her right over. She went down like a 10-pin. Secret Service head in hot seat after White House breach details revealed. Not fired. White House lied about the invader. They said he had no weapon. They lied about everything. It's like a child getting caught cheating on an exam and then being called to the principal's office and lying again. And the principal says, wait a minute, there are going to be consequences for this. But no, not in the Obama world. Not in Obama world. These are dangerous times we're living in, even in the sports world. A player was penalized for a Muslim prayer in the end zone. Abdullah was flagged for unsportsmanlike conduct. Now, what if a Christian had got down on his knees and thanked Jesus for something football players do? Chiefs safety Hussein Abdullah penalized after Muslim prayer in end zone. Are you listening to this? Now, he intercepts a pass from New England Patriot quarterback Tom Brady, runs the ball, blah, 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 reaches the end zone, and Abdullah, a practicing Muslim, slid on his knees and bent his head down to the ground in an apparent moment of Muslim prayer. Abdullah was then flagged for unsportsmanlike conduct by the crew, and the Chiefs were penalized 15 yards. Now, what if a Christian crossed himself and said, thank Jesus? You know, that's not allowed. But apparently now Muslims can do anything they want, cut off a head. They're not Muslims. What I love, the best statement of all over the last few days was from our only Muslim member of Congress that we know of. And notice I say that we know of. Someone named Ellison in Michigan, who had the nerve to say that the Islamic State, the ISIS, whatever they call themselves, he said they're not Islamic and they're not a state. That's bizarre. You know, it is right out of 1984. IS, Islamic State, is not an Islamic state. He said they're not Islamic and they're not a state. What are they, Jewish and a nation? What are they, Christian and a nation, Buddhist and a nation, Hindu and a nation? No, they're Islamic and they're a state. And by the way, we're losing the war. They just swept over another division of Iraqi troops that Obama talked about the other day at the Congressional Black Caucus. And they're on the road to taking over another city and slaughtering Kurds now. And the air attacks are doing nothing. Zero. Zero. So the Secret Service doesn't work. The military doesn't work. The post office doesn't work. The food service agencies don't work. Nothing works in the country except the tax collectors. This is what happened before Rome collapsed. If you study the history of the fall of Rome, which I've done in great detail, whether you know it or not, I'm a trained scholar, You'll find that as the empire collapsed, the one thing they were still good at was collecting revenue from the citizens. Sound familiar to you? Sadly enough, it is familiar to me. It is very familiar to me, and it's a sad day in America, believe me. Believe me, it's a sad day. It's an American problem. I mean, it's hard to criticize the men and women who supposedly put their lives on the line to protect the president and his family, but they didn't put their lives on the line to protect the family. Instead, they turned the other way because they were frozen like deer in headlights. They didn't know what to do. They've been so paralyzed by the woman running the Secret Service and the four horsewomen of the apocalypse inside the White House that they might do something wrong and lose their job that they all did nothing. This nation is so divided under this divisive president that the last thing we need now is to worry about the safety of the first family and the commander-in-chief. And whether we like his policies or hate them, as I do, whether we hate his decisions, as I do, Barack Obama is our president and the commander-in-chief. And you know, something happened today that was positive. During today's hearings, both the Dems and Republicans seemed to get their act together. For the first time in a very long time, I saw both sides of the aisle acting together. Elijah Cummings was staring at Daryl Issa, and I thought that he was going to refute everything that Daryl Issa said. But instead of shouting each other down, they actually echoed each other's opinions and statements. It's very chilling to see what it takes to bring this country together. The security of the first family is not to be taken lightly, no matter who occupies this office. This is not the time for partisan bickering. It's time for accountability, and I'm going to ask you, the American people, what would satisfy you for this massive breach in security for the President of the United States? Again, I want to remind you that I'm the only one in the media who covered the fact that about a year and a half ago, or was a year ago, an unarmed black lady in a car was assassinated by the Secret Service and the Park Police. She did not even breach the fence. She drove in circles. She was confused, she was lost, and they killed her. And yet this man jumped the fence, evaded all of the security apparatus that was allegedly there, and got into the White House. He didn't get shot, and no one's been fired. I mean, this is a very serious issue here. What do you think is really going on? Why do you think this happened? Now, yesterday we discussed this on the Savage Nation. As again, I want to reiterate, I'm the only one in the media to have had the lawyer for that unarmed black woman who was executed outside the White House a year ago on the show. So far as I know, he was never invited onto Fox News, nor am I invited on with Stop the Coming Civil War, which I know is going to be a bestseller anyway. With or without Fox News, who thinks that they're God Almighty of the conservative world. Hey, Roger Ailes, you're not God. You're just a man like I am. And you don't control me, and you don't control America, Roger. And I don't need you, and you don't need me. But let me tell you something, Roger. It's a shame on you that you would not have the leading figure in the conservative movement for the last 20 years. You blackballed me from your network, Roger. Shame on you, Roger. And shame on all of your stooges and your puppets. My audience will tell you that they deserve better from Fox News. But Fox News didn't even have the lawyer for that unarmed black woman who was assassinated on the show, did they? They didn't want to cover that one. Fox News goes light on illegal immigration, don't they? Fox News is backing Hillary Clinton, aren't they? Yeah, it's a shame, isn't it? Despite all of their intelligent, high-powered hosts and hostesses, if you can still say hostess, I don't know if that's allowed. I don't know if a woman today is considered a host or a hostess, but to me, they will always be hosts and hostesses. And the hostesses and hosts on Fox News, frankly, deserve better than a man who blackballs people because he can't control them. The phone number is 855-407-282. This is your show. And we're talking primarily about that. I want to hear some circus music, though. Not the same music. That was okay. That's the French music. But I have a better clown music one that I would like. With the commentary by the Secret Service director. By the way, she looks like an older Jodie Foster. The woman that they put in place of the Secret Service. Let me hear this. This is Fellini, isn't it? Can you play it loud? I'm going deaf. I think I need an implant. No, that's no good. Kill that one. I don't like it. Too slow. Do we have clown music? Just bring in the clowns. Then play the Secret Service director, Julia Pearson. I couldn't believe it as I was watching her. She read a script, sounded like a moron. like an idiot. The action plan was multifaceted. The action plan is tailored to each threat. The Secret Service did its job. We'll make sure that this doesn't happen again. Well, it happened again!
It's clear that our security plan was not properly executed. This is unacceptable, and I take full responsibility, and I will make sure that it does not happen again. The White House Emergency Action Plans are multifaceted.
The only way to make sure it doesn't happen again is if she's fired and replaced with a war veteran, or put the damn Marines on the White House lawn. Get rid of those stooges that collect $150,000 a year for doing nothing. Put the Marines on the lawn! If this deranged guy who had been arrested twice before and released could do this, then there's much more to this story than meets the eye. It's that simple. We didn't get a scintilla of the truth today. There's much more to this story than meets the eye. That's all I can say. It's one man's opinion. You don't have to agree with me. Why don't you agree with one of the government agents, one of the government laughters, one of the government jesters? Why don't you agree with Bill Maher, a government jester, works for the government? Or the other ones. They're all government jesters, part of the government media jester complex. Every minute another joke with canned laughter. This is not a laughing matter. She should be fired. Everyone on duty should be dismissed. And put the Marines there. Why are the Marines not protecting the president of the White House? Why? Probably because Michelle Obama doesn't like them. That's why they put a woman in front of the front door who he knocked over like a fat bowling pin. Pushed her over like a bowling pin. Ran right by her with a knife in his hand. No threat, she said. Julia Pearson, head of the Secret Service, Julia Pearson, get rid of those evil white males. Put in a woman. Put in a pushy woman. Put in a mean feminist woman. They'll get the job done. Like the fire department here in San Francisco. Same thing, the fire chief. Every time there's a fire, they set up the command post three blocks away, and they have the men go run up the ladders. That's what's going on in the country today. We're crippled. The military is crippled. The police are crippled. The fire departments are crippled. The post office is crippled. Everything's crippled now. It didn't start with Obama, but it sure is escalating with Obama, is it not? Well, what can I tell you? This is not a reality show. This is the Savage Nation. I'm going to calm down because I know you can't listen to my anger. I get it. You don't want to be angry today. You want a nice laugh-a-thon, a nice meatball recipe, something about the dog, something along those lines. Why in the world was she not fired on the spot? What do you think is really going on that a man could jump the fence and they wouldn't even release a police dog? You know, you'd say, well, okay, there was a breakdown of the command structure. That doesn't answer the question. The command structure is not such that if an intruder jumps over a fence at night, that the guy in charge of the police dogs didn't release him. He shouldn't have to go to anyone and say, hello, let's see, what's her name? Let's say her name is Mary. Mary, can I release the police dog? That's already too late. The idiot in charge of the police dog should have released the police dog the minute the alarm went off. But wait, the alarm didn't go off because the alarms were turned off. Okay, look, I made my point. Something is wrong. Something is wrong. It doesn't make sense. I don't know why she was not immediately dismissed by the president. I don't get it. Something's wrong. The front door was unlocked, by the way, of the White House. Do you leave your door unlocked at night? Do you leave your door unlocked? Who listening to this show leaves their door unlocked? And yet they left the door unlocked. No, you don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. I mean, the girls guarding the president have to go in and out for hydration breaks. They don't want to bother with a lock. What if they can't remember the combination? Maybe the people that were hired can't remember the combination. It's too hard for them. Leave it unlocked. That way they can go in and out of the bathroom. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-CO-IN. Hello, infidels. You know, this is not a laughing matter. The enemies of this country are looking at this nation, and they see that a moron like this Gonzalez can get right into the White House. They said they're going to put the ISIS flag on top of the White House. What would you do if that happened? Hello? They said they're going to put the ISIS flag on top of the White House. What if six of them jumped the fence, or 16 of them? What, would they all look over their shoulders and see what the affirmative action book says they're allowed to do? To see if the woman in charge will fire them for releasing a police dog, shooting an intruder? Is that how bad it's become? White House fence jumper pushed past female guard. Pushed his way past the female Secret Service agent before he was overpowered by a male agent. Now, that unto itself is a very sexist commentary. You shouldn't even report that it was a female Secret Service agent that he knocked over, because that's sexist. And to say that he was overpowered by a male agent only reaffirms the stereotype that men are stronger than women, which we cannot do. As you well know, that's not true, because it's true. And although it's true, it's not true, not in the age of Obama. After the intruder pushed his way past the female agent, he ran past the stairway that leads to the president's personal quarters. Now, here's the part that freaks me out. The president, the first lady, and one daughter left only 4 or 5 minutes before, according to all reports. This timing is very odd. Okay, everyone was told to stand down. The intruder gets in with a knife, and he's stopped, you know by whom? An off-duty officer who was going off, leaving the premises. He was the only one not told not to tackle him. I'm sorry, folks. There's much more to the story than meets the eye. I apologize for bringing you a conspiratorial viewpoint, but I have no other way to report this story than to tell you the whole thing stinks to high heaven. I would have expected more from the hearings today. Actually, I didn't expect anything from the hearings, and that's exactly what I got. I was not disappointed by the hearings. They're not hearings. They're called show trials. In America today, they're not hearings. They're show hearings of the type you used to see in the ex-Soviet Union. You get a more honest hearing in the Ukraine than you will here. This is it's psychotic. Now they're publishing maps and diagrams of the White House with how to get into the private quarters. It's awful. It's causing nightmares for me. Last night I had a nightmare. I'll tell you one nightmare, then I'll take your calls. One nightmare, that's all. Only one. It was a good night. Only one nightmare. I was sleeping, and in my dreams I thought two men got into bed with me. Don't get me wrong. Listen, I woke up to find that it was not two men, but three children. Central American children who were coughing and sneezing in my bed. And I looked at them and I said, "Where are your parents?" in Spanish. And they looked at me shyly and looked away. Obama is now infecting every state. 50 states are being invaded by the illegals with illnesses.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
It's clear that our security plan was not properly executed. This is unacceptable, and I take full responsibility, and I will make sure that it does not happen again. The White House emergency action plans are multifaceted and tailored to each threat. The Secret Service is apprehended...
Boob, I've never heard anything like this. Looks like an old Jodie Foster. Where'd they get her from? What, they think the guy was delivering a pizza? Maybe that's... Hey, hold it. Stop the music. I got the answer. The reason that they didn't release the police dog, the reason they didn't shoot him, the reason they didn't tackle him, the reason they left the front door open is they thought he was from Domino's or Chipotle delivering food. That could be it. See, you're looking at this from the wrong point of view. And there's a second thing you have to understand. What we need to do is teach our children, especially our boys, it is not right when you grow up to overpower female Secret Service agents. See, it's the society that failed here, not the Secret Service. If only boys had been taught, even Omar, that when he was a boy, that it's not right to knock down a female Secret Service agent, this wouldn't have happened. That's the whole problem. That's the explanation for everything. You understand that? WMAL, Daniel, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hello, Dr. Savage. You know, when I look and listen to what transpired on that particular day, yeah, on the surface, none of it makes any sense. But when you consider such an egregious breach of security, for me, I'm just saying from what I've observed in the culture, in news events over the last several years, and the most recent two being the Zimmerman case and now the Ferguson case, I believe to have gone through so many breaches of security, I believe the security personnel, especially if they were white males, they could not, whether it be conscious or subconsciously, make an instantaneous judgment on what to do when they saw it was a dark-skinned male. They believed if there was any harm brought to this dark-skinned male in terms of any type of severe physical harm, whether it be tasering, being shot to death or hurt, then they would be brought...
Oh, so you mean it's after Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and the other race haters stirred up the hatred against police at Ferguson, that they were paralyzed with fear?
I believe they were frozen in fear.
Oh, my God. Why can't that be possible? They're looking over their shoulder for fear that they'll get arrested, lose their jobs, in other words, for doing their jobs. But would that apply to the police dog? Would the police dog also be fired for biting an intruder? Because it's not, I don't know if that's true or not. I think it's more systemic than that. But you're a winner of the last 38 copies of Stop the Coming Civil War. There are going to be no more after Monday of this type. Yes, indeed, it's a war on America. And we have to act together to stop what they're trying to do to us. I don't believe that I am being facetious in believing that they're committing a war on us. This administration has committed a war on our borders, language, and culture. Is there anyone listening to this show who would disagree with that? I don't care if you're a liberal, communist, socialist, anarchist. You're not going to say that Obama has protected our borders, are you? He's protected our language, are you? He's protected our culture, have you? Is there anyone listening to this show who would disagree with me? In Chapter 4, I write, he's conducted the war on the U.S. military, the war on the middle class, 5, 6, the war on American medicine, 7, the war on civil rights, 8, the war on science, 9, the war on our schools. I mean, I can go down the list, and I do, and I document every statement that I make with about 40 pages of references. This is a very serious book. I gave a few away to my staff, who gave them to a family member who's not a political person. She's sort of liberal, actually, and she read the book, and she said he's 100% right. There is an intent in this country to have denigrated and destroyed every institution in this country, and they're leading us in a certain direction. She said that. And I want to reverse that. I want to stop it. Let's go to the most interesting and important caller of the day, I believe. John on WMAL will describe his background. John, welcome to the Savage Nation. Please tell the people what you are. What you do is, excuse me.
Yeah, I work for the fence company that works at the White House that does most of the fence that you see around the White House.
That's pretty amazing. And are you able to disclose anything to the public on the Savage Nation right now?
Well, I don't know. I don't have any secrets as far as it goes. Everything is wide open down there. I know that they threaten us all the time with hostile actions if we get step out of line, if we get close to the White House, if we don't do anything that is not on our list. We're not allowed near the building. We're not allowed anywhere without an escort. And we work, you know, we've got an extravagant system to get clearance to go on the perimeter. I mean, not up to the White House, just in the perimeter, just in the yard.
Well, that should be the case. I understand that, because there could be bad people pretending to be construction workers. That's how I would get onto a property if I intended to do harm. I would get a job with a company like yours and do harm. So that makes sense. Then why, in your opinion, was he able to jump the fence and get all the way into the White House? What happened here, in your estimation?
I believe everybody was asleep and too comfortable with their position.
You really think it was simply bureaucratic malaise, just laziness, and just a bunch of deadbeats on the job?
Exactly. I mean, these guys are, you know, most of these guys will tell you, I ask everybody, what are you all so serious about? Everybody's always so down in the mouth and everything. And, you know, a lot of these guys look at you and go, well, I didn't vote for him.
Now, that's an interesting statement, because that goes towards the conspiracy area that I'm toying with, John. It bothers me. It bothers me to think that this was purposeful. But I didn't hear anything along those lines come out of the hearings. They were useless hearings in that regard. I didn't hear anyone ask the question, how could it that everyone failed? I could see that there was a breach, a guy jumped, and they didn't get him at the first level. But I don't understand why the sharpshooter didn't knock him off with a telescopic sight. They can do that in 2 seconds, couldn't they?
What's wrong with the guy with the dog?
The number one is the dogs. Let's forget the sharpshooter. A dog wouldn't have killed him, and he would have brought him down. Why didn't the dog handler release the dog?
Wait a minute. If you look around the White House on any films that you see more than one dog. There's bunches of dogs. There's not just one dog down there.
Well, that's right. I would assume there's 10 of them. Big dogs that could bring a man down and tear off his hand and hold him down till he's apprehended by the agent. So who was the dog handler? Was he told not to release the dog? What was he doing?
Have you ever looked at the pictures of the White House, when you see the White House doors in that very beautiful picture on Monday Night Football, do you see any keyholes?
No, but what? You're saying why was it unlocked?
Do you think they locked? No, I'm asking you that. Do you think the White House has door locks on it?
Well, of course they would be electronic locks, wouldn't they?
They're doorknobs.
There are doorknobs. So what are you getting at? I'm not following.
I don't think there are any deadbolt locks like you're speaking of. I don't think there's any locking system.
You mean it's like an old house that George Washington lived in? They haven't even changed the locks yet?
Well, okay, wait a minute. Look at the White House, the pictures of the White House. If you look at it close, they haven't changed the exterior. Now, they've done things to beef up security and defenses on the interior of the White House. But
okay, let's not go. Okay, that I can't comment on because I have no answer. I can only comment on the total and absolute destructive breach of security that occurred on the day that this lunatic ran up into the White House. I don't know why he wasn't shot. Do you?
No, sir. I don't understand why they didn't turn a dog loose on him.
Okay, let's take the most mild reaction. Dog. Why didn't they release the dogs? Good question.
The guy was handicapped. The guy wasn't running like some speedster. The guy jogged up to the White House. I mean, he was. Everybody had to see the guy on that perimeter. But I just heard on the news today that the radios were jammed with communications. Well,
you mean they were all asking the girl in charge what they could do? Where was she? In a bowling alley? Where was the head of it all? Who's in charge of all of this? Some girl in a bowling alley? Where was she? Here's the thing. Why didn't they ask Julia Pearson who was in charge of the White House that night? Who was the lead agent? Why didn't they divulge who that was?
That kind of stuff from anybody.
Because she's covering up for someone that she's protecting. They didn't even ask her how did the breach occur all the way down the line. Look, this is serious stuff, John. And what you told me is very telling about their attitude, but we'll not repeat that. I would have assumed that many of them detest what he's doing to America, but I don't think that they're to the level of unprofessionalism they would have let this happen on purpose. By the way, John. All right, John, thanks for that. I'm telling you, this is getting more confusing by the moment. And, you know, there's another way to look at this. The woman who was knocked over by the man who broke into the White House, I believe she could have stopped him if she'd been receiving the same pay as the men. I think that's the main problem, is that because as Hillary Clinton and the radical femmes tell us, women are not paid as well as men, and it could be she was just resentful that her pay did not equal that of men, and she just didn't put her heart into it. I don't know. That could have done it. That could be the problem. That could be the whole issue right there. You know, every movie you watch, a woman, a 5'1", 5'2", overpowers a man 6'3". Every movie put out by the psychopaths in Hollywood in the last 30 years, have you ever seen a man overpower a woman? In every movie put out by Hatzenberg, Matzenberg, Ratzenberg, and Katzenberg, the woman always beats up or kicks the you-know-what out of a man. Every time. So what's the secret here? What's the real secret here? Police, the fire departments, what is going on? The feminist crowd, what do they have to say about this? Tell me why this happened. The military's in the same state, right, by the way. I'm shocked they can still fly an airplane with the amount of time that they're wasting on course studies that have nothing to do with flying a fighter jet. I don't know how they can still fly a fighter jet. I don't understand how this country can survive. I don't know if we could survive two more years. I'm getting angry. I'm getting agitated. I don't know. After watching this event, I'm like an eternal optimist despite my pessimism. At the end of the day, I have to be in order to get up in the morning. Today was a hard one because I knew I had to look at this in the eye. I'm not so sure we can survive two more years of this evil that's oozing out of the White House. I don't know. If they can't even protect themselves, how can they protect us? Let's put it to you that way. Let's just reverse course here and ask that question. If this government cannot protect the president, how can they protect us from the lone wolves in this country? Is it now each man for himself? You explain it to me. I decide your report. Unlike Fox News, which says they report, you decide. I decide for you, and you report. My questions are my conclusions. My questions are the conclusions built right in. I don't know if I want to labor on this anymore. I don't know if there's anything to be gained by it, to be honest with you. You know? 855-400-7282. Joyce in Tennessee, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Michael. I believe that this has been a fake setup. And it's been rehearsed, and I think everything's been too convenient, and it's all been worked out, and I believe it's been, it's probably a prelude to another attempt on his life, and he's going to initiate martial law through it.
So you actually believe that there is a conspiracy of silence here? The whole thing was a sham, because this guy had been arrested twice before. He was like a brainwashed lunatic that they released, and they knew he would do no harm at the end he'd be caught. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think that they found somebody to do that, and I think it's all been set up.
So you fear what I fear in my book, Stop the Coming Civil War. You actually fear Obama has such evil designs on America?
Yes, I do.
Oh, God, I was hoping I was crazy. Well, thank God for confirming that I'm not nuts, that there's someone else who sees right through this administration. There's such evil oozing out of this White House, it's almost hard not to see it. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. Is that what we're supposed to do now, just watch baseball and boxing and extreme sports? And sit here and wait for tuberculosis, paralytic, a flu, Ebola. Is that what's coming next from this administration?
I don't know.
I have the answers and I don't have the answers. Who really knows? Who really knows what's going on? By the way, why didn't they even fire a warning shot in the air? Let's start with that. Okay, they didn't want to use lethal force. They didn't want the dog to bite him. Why didn't they even fire a warning shot? Anyone have an answer to that? Why didn't the girls at least fire a warning shot in the air? They have guns? A lot of 9mm, a billion rounds of 9mm somewhere. Why didn't they fire a warning shot? Jimmy on 7, WABC in the great New York City. Go ahead, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Savage. I'm retired law enforcement. I spent 25 years in the career. I was trained and spent 7 years doing public protection on dignitaries and elected officials. I watched last night as the revelation of the real truth came out on the local networks, and they showed a video of this intruder making it across the front lawn of the White House. He then ducks under the portico, where you can clearly see a uniformed Secret Service officer draw his weapon and clearly aim it at him. I'm just perplexed how this guy was able not to stop him at that juncture. And I hate to be redundant, but...
Wait a minute, hold it. We know that he knocked the woman down. Where was the woman, at the door?
No, sir. The video shows a uniformed officer under a portico near the exterior door.
All right, so he did his job, and what, someone in his headphones said, don't shoot?
That I can't answer, but the question is if he got that close and the trained officer perceived the threat that he drew his weapon in the expectation of using deadly physical force, why didn't he execute it?
So the only answer is what? That his superior said don't fire, correct?
That's an assumption that we're left with.
Okay, but wouldn't that assumption be valid in your opinion as an expert?
Would it be valid under the circumstances that the nation has watched? Absolutely not.
So what then would you think would have the agent not fire the shot?
I can't get into the agent's head. I just don't know what prevented him from stopping that.
Okay. I'm sending you a copy of Stop the Coming Civil War. That leaves 35 copies for this week. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-CON. I mean, the fence jumper, the Air Force's bombing is having no effect. They're overrunning parts of Syria now and about to slaughter a city full of Kurds. Look, my friends, this jumper story is a big deal. And the jumper guy is a dummy. If he was looking for Obama in the White House, that should have been the last place to check. I mean, considering the man's track record of not being there. Apparently, there were two delusional people in the White House that day. And right now, we're going to take a quick break and come right back right here on the Savage Nation to talk about all the latest breaking news. And God willing, make something good happen for America.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
All decisions made that evening are being evaluated, including those on tactics and use of force in light of the totality of the circumstances confronting those officers. I am committed to the following: a complete and thorough investigations of the facts of this incident, a complete and thorough review of all policies, procedures, protocols in place that govern the security of the White House complex,
you clown, you.
And a response to this incident.
Oh, America is a great place to live. If only this was a movie. If only this was a comedy show. If only this was not real. I feel that the people in charge of every aspect of Obama's government are out of touch with reality. How could this woman, who just failed not only the president and the first lady and the children, but the entire nation, turn the nation into a laughingstock and get up there with a straight face and tell you, you can do a review. A review, it'll never happen again, like a stupid child caught cheating. They caught her with the exam questions, and she said she'll never do it again. Okay, fine, then you'll keep your job. We'll send you to Harvard. You go to Harvard anyway. They're all cheaters there anyway. They get in now today. Harvard. You take a look at the commencement speakers at Harvard. Who would want a child to go to Harvard? My kids went to state schools. They did better than anyone I know ever went to Harvard. 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 They walk around like the world owes them something. I went to Harvard. 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 I went to Harvard. Harvard. Oh, what a day. What a day. Play the Fellini 8.5 music for you. I'm getting sick, actually, and angry. Maybe it was a green fence. That could be the explanation. And maybe it was a virtual dog. Maybe they were... Oh, hold it. I figured it out. The intruder was real, but the Secret Service agents were virtual. In order to save money, the first family decided they didn't need real Secret Service agents. They put virtual Secret Service agents on the roof, on the lawn. The dog was virtual, because to them everything's not real anyway. So what's the difference? The intruder couldn't have been real. Or the reason there was a stand-down order is they thought he was delivering a taco. They had no idea. Maybe it's coming from Chipotle with a delivery. See, that's the problem. Maybe there's an obsession with food like I have, and he didn't want to go through the normal protocols. The food would have gotten cold. What if you'd gone to the front gate and said, I've got food for the White House? It would have taken 30 minutes to get it up to the chambers. The guy wanted a bigger tip, so he jumped the fence and ran in saying, food, food here, hot food. Maybe he figured he'd get a bigger tip if the food was still hot. You never know. There's no way to know the exact reasons here. You can't always blame Julia Pearson for this. I mean, the woman was doing her job. She did the best she could. Why pressure her so heavily here? Charles on WFTL, how do you feel about this incredible White House fence jumping incident? Welcome to the Savage Nation.
The first thing for me is that it's just unbelievable that this happened. And I do believe that there was a time where the head of the Secret Service, out of honor, would just resign.
Okay, first of all, let me jump in. There is no honor in American government. This is not Japan where they commit, you know, hari kari. They do seppuku over a thing like this.
Right. Well, I think that the officer... If there was an officer that pulled out a gun and pointed it at this guy running across the lawn, there are several reasons why he might not have pulled the trigger. He has to be responsible for that round at hitting the target, and if he misses, that round's going over the White House.
Very good. Then why didn't they just tackle him? Why didn't they release the police dogs? That doesn't explain it. I mean, doesn't justify any of their inaction, though, Charles. Let's put aside lethal force of that nature. What about knocking him down? What about releasing a police dog? Why wasn't that done?
It should have been done.
All right, so it should have been done, but it wasn't. That's all. So she should be fired. I want to know who the on-ground supervisor was. That's what she wasn't there. I mean, Julia, whatever her name is, the head of the Secret Service, who was put in out of PC concerns to satisfy Barbara Boxer and Dianne Feinstein's desire for diversity with regard to the hiring of women. put this lynch in. Remember they got rid of the men? They invented the whole thing about the hooker scandal in Colombia. That was a reason to fire guys who were competent on their job. It's the same thing in the Air Force, the same thing in the Navy. Wherever you turn, the radical feminists are using the sexual harassment garbage to purge men out of the services. So now look what you wind up with here. This is the result. Okay, it's going to get worse, I can tell you right now. Chuck, again, let's go to Washington, D.C. We have another insider on the Savage Nation. And wait a minute. Canine handler. Okay, I want to talk to the canine handler. This is what I want to know. Put aside all of the speculation that we're going through here on the Savage Nation, right? And say, okay, they didn't want to shoot. Couldn't see him. It was daytime. There was a guy who was running. Where are all the athletic Secret Service agents? WABC Chris, you've handled canines, correct? Chris, tell me the story that you're about to tell the Savage Nation.
Yeah, I'm a handler now, 26 years on the job. And I can tell you right now, it could be there was a standing order in lieu of what you were talking about a couple years ago when that woman was killed. And they're not going to come out and say that because they're going to look real bad. But they could have told everybody, this is in-house. We do not shoot anybody now unless there's an imminent threat. But as far as the dog, I'm responsible for my dog. If I release that dog, it's like pulling my gun. So it goes the same way. He's probably told, do not release the dog, do not fire. And we don't fire warning shots. Most agencies do not fire warning shots. But as far as the dog's concerned, I'm sure the handler, as a canine officer, you love to let that dog go when there's a perpetrator that needs to be taken down.
So what, the handler thought he was delivering food from a local restaurant?
Well, yeah, if he was told not to, he's going to obey orders or he's out. And you're not going to...
Wait a minute. So you're saying, as a canine handler, that you believe he was told not to release the dog?
Absolutely.
Hold on. So then we get back to the conspiracy theory. Who gave the orders to stand down? Is it the same women who gave the orders to stand down in Benghazi? Is that what's going on again now?
Can I say you hit something? You said something, Michael Savage, and I agree with one thing. Think of something that Mr. Emanuel once said. Never take advantage of a good crisis.
Never let a crisis go to waste. So we got a crisis. So what is Obama going to do now? Demand the cordon sanitaire around the White House and put in armored personnel carriers with troops?
You can do more now. There's more talk going. Let's roadblock Benghazi some more, IRS, everything else that's going on. Now we got something new. We have for a week or two. You watch.
Oh, okay. So you're saying it's a bigger scandal than all the other scandals, IRS, Benghazi gate. They all go away now because there's another one around Obama?
There's another one coming around the corner. Can I close? I mean, I know you're busy, but one last thing. Can you see this person in the White House, honestly, in 2 years, walking away? They're going to have to drag him away from there, kicking and screaming. He is going to do what we're all saying. There's going to be martial law. There's going to be a war, and there's going to be a pandemic crisis.
Well, so you actually believe that he's worse than I think? You believe he is actually trying to start an insurrection, a civil war? You agree with me on that, then?
I agree with you, 100%. Like I said, 26 years of the
police. I think that he and Holder are some of the most villainous people I've ever met studied in my life. They're absolutely diabolical. That's my feeling.
Absolutely. Never let a good crisis go to waste, or however it was put.
All right. When I'm sending you one of the 30 copies that remain of Stop the Coming Civil War for one reason, I want you to read it. I want you to talk about it with your friends. Maybe if 30 million of us talked about what's coming, we could stop what's coming. Don't you believe that's possible? Probably not. Stay on the line. People don't think it's possible. This is a very serious time. And this is quite sinister. And the president is very diabolical. WABC, Mary, welcome to the Savage Nation. You're up on the gigantic satellite sending your voice out to the world. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dr. Savage. I agree with the lady a few calls ago. I do believe this was a setup. I mean, I don't think people realize how diabolical these people in the White House really are. And Benghazi, as tragic as it was too easy. They could have sent in somebody to rescue them immediately when they knew about it, and they did know about it. And it's just so sinister. It's so diabolical.
You like my word diabolical. I think that's going to catch on now. I really do. It's like gravitas was used a few years ago. I think the word diabolical, which I started using a week ago, applies to this guy, don't you?
Yes.
Well, thanks for sending it back my way. And I'm actually getting physically ill thinking about the possibilities that could follow from this event. And we're going to have to wait until the other shoe drops. So, Mary, stay in line. You're going to get one of the copies, Stop the Coming Civil War. I want to read you the opening to the chapter 4, The War on the U.S. Military. It's one paragraph. Tell me if you disagree with me. Attention, liberal news shoppers. The insidiousness of Obama's military evisceration plan, one that has already seen hundreds of high-ranking officers dismissed, is that it not only removes our best and most dedicated soldiers, it destroys morale across our armed services. When capable young soldiers who once thought of making a career in the armed forces see what's happening to their superior officers, they decide to leave military services. Those who stay have to navigate a minefield of Obama's operatives just to do their job. I then go into the whole history, and I name all of the top men who Obama fired right after Benghazi. And the important thing is that if you have this record in front of you of who the generals were after the Benghazi experience, what their names were, you'll have power. You'll be empowered. I'll give them to you right now. Two of America's most experienced military commanders lost their jobs in the wake of the Benghazi murders. General Carter Hamm and Rear Admiral Charles M. Gaut were relieved of duty because they tried to intervene and prevent the loss of four Americans' lives. I have it right here. I have the whole story here. I have the references here. Why does it matter to you that I name the generals that Obama had fired because they were ready to save the people at Benghazi? Why is it important for you to know it? Because the truth will set you free, and maybe it will free America from this diabolical gang. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOIN.
Secret Service against one individual with mental illness. And you lost. You lost. And you had three shots at this guy. Three chances. And he got to the green room in the White House.
Let me be clear. The United States Secret Service does not take any of these incidents lightly. They are all of extreme...
With all due respect, that's my point. If, as a casual observer to what has happened here, I don't think the Secret Service is taking it their duty to protect the American president and his family at the White House. I don't think you're taking it seriously.
All right, this came out today from the Daily Caller that your president has spent more time playing golf than in intelligence briefings. President Barack Obama has spent more time golfing than he has spent listening to daily intelligence briefings, and this is why we're at war with the Islamic State. The Daily Caller calculated that he spent almost 700 hours in 875 presidential daily briefings since 2009. But he's also spent roughly 800 hours on almost 200 golf trips since his first inauguration. By the way, in contrast, President George W. Bush largely gave up golfing during the Iraq campaign from 03 to 08. Have a nice day. That's why he doesn't even know what's going on, let alone in his own house. He doesn't know what's going on outside the White House doors. WMAL, Chuck, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yes, sir. There it is, unless they change the protocol against using deadly force, unless there are members of the protectee, the family, in the White House. I think that protocol needs to be revisited, number one. And the dogs, by the way, are not trained to detain. They're trained more seriously than that. They're full trained.
But wait, Harbor Chuck, let's say the dogs are trained to take an intruder down and hold his arm or leg or tear at it until his handler comes over. Why were they not released, in your opinion?
Sir, they're not trained for that. They're full shots out trained. They're trained for deadly force.
Are the dogs trained to tear a throat out? Is that what you're saying?
They're trained to attack until totally immobilized. That does not mean I've got your arm.
Okay, so why didn't they get released then? They also were told don't release them. The guy's delivering a pizza?
I think under the protocol there's some confusion, and I think that's why I said, Dr. Savage, the protocol needs to be revisited. I'm not excusing.
No, I hear you. I'm not arguing with you either. I mean, we're not having an argument here. We're both saying the same thing in different ways. You're being sober and very direct and straight, and I'm being a little, sarcastic and lightheaded about it because I cannot take much more of this administration, Chuck. I don't understand how this country can survive if they can't even protect the president inside the White House.
I don't think this country can survive with the president who's inside the White House.
I don't either. The man has broken our borders and let infected individuals into all 50 states. The man is conducting I have a word for it, but it's a family show, a farce of an air campaign. I gave him the benefit of the doubt for the first week, but this morning I woke up to read that the Islamic State has swept aside another, I think, brigade level of Iraqis, and they're on the road to taking a city filled with Kurds who are terrified they're going to be massacred and the women raped, and we're doing nothing to stop them.
Absolutely. And
The illegal aliens are invading America. The Islamic State is invading Syria, and Obama is God knows where, says nothing to say about anything. All right, look, what are we going to do if it all collapses, Chuck? What do we all do?
Well, I think that there are some entities that can take a position against him, and I don't mean assassination. I'm certainly not advocating that. Where's the provost marshal, Ben, who's got the right to arrest the president for commission of treason?
Well, let's pause right there, Chuck, and I'm not going to duck this question. I believe he's committed treason on several fronts. To me, the number one treasonous act he's committed is single-handedly bringing infected children in to this country and throwing them into 50 states. He has put every child in this nation at risk. If that's not treasonous, I'd like to know what is.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
You don't take children with tuberculosis and put them into Lynn, Massachusetts. You don't take children with a paralytic viral infection and put them into schools where children are now respirators, and the entire media is covering this up. Okay, listen, Chuck, I hear you. I can hear in your voice there's a lot more to your background than meets the eye. I get it. I get it, believe me. And you're one of the winners of Stop the Coming Civil War. Maybe you and your friends can do something to wake this nation up, because I certainly have done my best. I can't do anymore, frankly. I frankly can't do anymore. Somebody gave the order to stand down, and we didn't hear a word of it today in the hearings. I watched them. I saw an old Jodie Foster. It was almost a stereotype of a radical feminist who was given a job she's not qualified for, that she pushed her way up from the bottom to the top based on nothing but threats. You saw how she talked to the congressman. She wasn't afraid of them. She was tougher than all of them. She's been able to bully everybody her whole life. Well, look what happened. Take a look what happened.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
In this environment, we are never satisfied by the status quo, and we're constantly reviewing our security protocols. With the help of Congress, we have enhanced our protective countermeasures and security features at the White House. In the past 5 years, the Secret Service has upgraded...
That's enough. All right, yeah. Well, why didn't you give the orders to shoot or knock them down or release the dogs? Why didn't anyone ask her that? Who was in charge? Well, we were at the bowling lanes that night, and Jane and I were up ahead of the other girls, and we did get the call. It's true. It came in on the phone. But I told the girl who works for me, don't bother us. We're way up on the lanes. I mean, we got the score. We're running a 250 here. We figured things would take care of themselves. So I'm sorry, Congressman, but we were having a good time in the lanes there, and we just didn't want to, you know, run off in the middle. What in the heck is going to happen? Look what Summer wrote. When he was dubbed the chosen one by the forces behind the new Democrat platform, he was probably told that all he had to do was be the public face when needed. Other than that, he would be allowed to live a life of luxury in exchange for saying whatever he is told to say when he is allowed to speak. This man has no convictions, no moral center, and no experience to run the country. He is the most obvious case of puppetry ever foisted on the American people. In light of all that, he is not responsible for anything, while there are forces behind him that are pushing an agenda that is very anti-American by nature, written by someone today. It's frightening, isn't it? Why do so many people believe that? Why do so many people have this sense that this country is being taken down on purpose? Is this a racial issue? Is this an issue of white men feeling that they're no longer in charge and they're resentful that a man of several races is in the White House and they're no longer represented by the government? Is that what it is? Can it be that simple? No, it isn't that simple. Not when so many bad things are happening in so many places in the world. It seems to me that whatever this man has touched has gone up in smoke. So you say, well, it's either by design or by accident. In either case, it doesn't matter. To me, the last straw was bringing in the infected children. Being a trained epidemiologist, that means I study epidemics. I have an intuition with regard to epidemics. It doesn't mean I have to be a great statistician to be an epidemiologist. That's what it's become today. Many of them are like doctors. They look at your charts. They don't look at you, the patient. Right? Does that make them a better doctor because they look at your charts, not at you? As an epidemiologist, I have an intuition about epidemics. I always have. I've always studied epidemics from that point of view of the, put in another context, the global intuitive perspective. There is not a sane reason to bring infected children into a nation other than to infect the nation. There is not a sane reason to take 3,000 or 4,000 troops and send them into a hot Ebola zone without expecting at least one of them to come back with Ebola, unless you want to infect the nation with Ebola. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Do you have any idea what this rises to? It rises to levels of treason. It actually exceeds any level of treason I've ever seen. In the days of the Mongol conquests, when the Mongols were assailing city walls, they took those infected with the plague and catapulted them over the city walls into the enemy's city quarters. You know why they did so? They wanted the infection to spread in the community that they were assailing. Do I have to spell it out for you? Do I have to go from A to B to C to D? Do you understand what I'm saying? It's almost heartbreaking for me to even admit this to you or say it to you. And yet what kills me the most is not that he or whoever they are behind him doing this to this great country, but that there's no outcry. The worst part here is that the people are robotic, paralyzed, drugged. Everyone's on a medication, Obamacare medication, golf medication, television medication, diet medication, Pilates medication, gym medication, sex medication. Everybody's doing something else. A broken nation. A nation of broken, sick, sexually mad puppets. And at that pleasant note, I think I have to pause because I have to shift gears right now. I'm going to get you bummed out. And I don't want to get you as bummed out as I am about it, nor get you into this dark mood that I've been in for the last few days, because I've told you I've had nightmare after nightmare. But last night's nightmare was the most telling, which I must repeat to you, even though you heard it in the last hour. Again, I woke up in the middle of the night. I thought the two men had entered my bed and laid down next to me. No, forget the sexual element. It wasn't about that. I woke up in the dream, and it was two or three children. I forget what the number was. They were young Hispanic children, and they were sad little children, and they were coughing and trying to hide the cough. One of them was sneezing, and snot was running out of his nose, and he tried to cover the snot running out of his nose. And being a germaphobe, I was freaked out, and I said, "Where are your parents?" I said to them in Spanish. And they shyly looked away, knowing not to answer the question. They had been told not to answer the question. And that's what Obama has done to America. He has put poor, little, innocent, infected children in our beds. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? How much clearer do I have to be? Does it take a genius to comprehend that a nation that has no borders is no longer a nation? That a nation that has no health officials is no longer a nation that is healthy? That a nation that has a paralyzed military is no longer a nation that can protect itself? That a nation that cannot protect a president from bullets flying at the White House, a fence jumper, cannot protect the president? The mail isn't delivered right. The country is breaking down at every level. Why? It's not that Obama did it personally. He is the sine qua non of everything that has been wrong with America for the last 40 years. He is almost the end of the line of everything that is wrong with liberalism, everything that is wrong with liberal government, everything that has been wrong with America for the last 40 years is symbolically exposed in the form of Obama and his minions. So you say, well, okay, it's more of the same Obama bashing. It's not Obama bashing. It's America praying. It's America praying to be saved by someone or something. Someone to come along and save us from this scourge. He blames everybody for everything. He blamed James Clapper of the intelligence agency for the breaches with regard to the rise of ISIS. It set off a shockwave. He's a stereotype of the man who ducks everything. Everything is someone else's responsibility. He's responsible for nothing. Where are the American principles that are going to save us? Can we still save ourselves? Can we reject the me generation liberal dogma? Can we say if it feels good, do it, don't do it? Can we survive as a nation is the only question. Can we survive when you have politically correct mobs, whether it be in the universities or the vermin in the press, who threaten you if you refuse to call what is evil good and what is good evil? Can this nation survive if these left-wing rats to tell us that everything that is right is wrong, that everything that is wrong is right? Can the Christians still survive as a people, as a religion in this nation? Is it possible for this nation to survive on any level if they don't stand up and start fighting back? That means don't accept the liberal cultural dogma. That means stand up and fight back. That means model yourself on the early civil rights leaders. That means cling to the amendments that we still have, the free speech principles that liberals say that they embrace, but they don't. You know that they hate the First Amendment. I say use the First Amendment. I've used the First Amendment. What do you think I'm doing on this show every day? What do you think I'm using? The 20th Amendment? The 19th Amendment? The 39th Amendment? The 69th Amendment? Michael Savage is using the First Amendment, which is our most effective amendment of all. It's the only thing I have left. I have nothing else to hold on to. There's nothing left. You can do it. You can do it by fighting back. The campuses are in moral decay. The campuses and schools are cesspools. The parents must be the warriors against the individuals who have taken over our schools. What is the good of sending a child to a school that turns him into a minion of the radical liberal establishment? I do devote a chapter in Stop the Coming Civil War to the war on our schools, because the schools are critical. The left wing has focused on the schools for the last 40 years. And so I will read you the opening paragraph to Chapter 9, and you'll see why it's the most important book of the decade. Already at a disadvantage because they've spent their time in school parroting leftist platitudes rather than thinking for themselves, graduates are now forced to compete for minimum wage jobs for which they're overqualified. In the process, they continue to live with their parents because they can't afford a place of their own. The brick-and-mortar universities, which were once the cornerstones of free speech and educational inquiry, have become debt-ridden gulags of biased, agenda-driven indoctrination. That's Michael Savage's opinion of the war on our schools and Stop the Coming Civil War, the most important book of the decade. Now I want to tell you a little bit about me from the same book, from the same chapter, page 204. As many of you know, I grew up in the Bronx. My father was an immigrant and not an educated man. He was hardworking and intelligent, but he didn't have the opportunity or the money for college, though education was very important to my family. So I went to public schools and city colleges. I wasn't naturally a good student. Or rather, I wasn't a good memorizer, which was the modus operandi in school back then. I was much more of a dreamer and a free thinker. And when I discovered jazz in my teens, I thought I needed to know nothing else. What could be more important in life than Stan Getz or Charlie Parker? And though jazz would remain the soundtrack to my life, it became evident that I couldn't live on music alone. I worked hard, became a good student, and would ultimately acquire several graduate degrees, including a doctorate from the University of California. My dissertation was published as a book, which is extremely rare. The child who had trouble memorizing the date of the Magna Carta and the multiplication tables is now a doctor and the author of 29 books. If you were lucky enough to have been born in the United States before about 1975, as I was, and if you were fortunate enough to have completed your public school education by the mid to late 1980s, you were the beneficiary of the best primary and secondary school system in the world. But then Jimmy Carter became president and created the Department of Education in 1979. At that time, the United States was first in the world in the quality of education by every measure. Under Jimmy Carter, instead of leaving education to people at the state and local levels where it thrived, the federal government took over U.S. schools, and the quality of education began to sink, slowly at first and gradually more rapidly. Now our international standing in education is trapped in the teens and low to mid-20s in virtually every ranking of every academic discipline. Do I have to spell it out for you? Do you know why this has happened? Do you know how this has happened? It's from negative outcome-based education. I can read you chapter and verse. I can verify every statement that I am making. And what is the good of it? Why am I writing a book about the war in our schools and stop the coming civil war? Because Holder and Obama and Arne Duncan have commanded that there be a war on equality. An actual war on quality in order to impose equality is, in essence, a war on the truth. And that's all from Stop the Coming Civil War, the most important book of the decade. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-CO-IN. All right, stop the music. We have breaking news. And look, folks, I don't want to panic you. I don't want you to get more agitated than you already are. I want to be calm. I want you to take a deep breath. And I have to confirm that the first Ebola case has been diagnosed in the United States. It was released 10 minutes ago. It's exactly my worst fears. They did it to us. The CDC has just announced that the first case of Ebola has been diagnosed in the United States. The CDC heads should be fired, just as the heads of the Secret Service should have been fired, for permitting this to have occurred. This could have been predicted. I try to warn you as a trained epidemiologist, it was inevitable. Where is it? Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital of Dallas officials said in a statement today that an unnamed patient was being tested for Ebola and placed in strict isolation due to the patient's symptoms and recent travel history. Recent travel history. That means he was brought in or she was brought in from West Africa. That means because Obama broke down our borders and has eliminated any testing or screening of illegal aliens, whether they be coming from Guatemala, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Honduras, or now from Africa. Because of this open-door policy, the CDC has confirmed the first Ebola case in the United States. This is heartbreaking. It's an act of treason. The treason was committed by your government. Your government could have prevented this. The Obama government should have known better. The Obama government either knew better and let this happen on purpose. I can't imagine that anyone would want Ebola to spread in America. I don't know why they would do that. But they've done it. Wouldn't common sense have dictated that you don't send 3,000 healthy American troops into the Ebola zone in Africa? Doesn't common sense dictate that you don't bring children with tuberculosis into America? You don't bring children with a paralytic viral infection into our schools? Doesn't common sense say you don't do that if you care about the nation? There's something so treasonous and sinister and diabolical about this administration that all I can give you are the facts as they emerge. As we sit here every day on this program, we watch things happen that we can't, that are unimaginable. But I just made the announcement. You want the story? Go to the Drudge Report. Ebola hits Dallas. It's very simple, very straightforward. We had no Ebola here. TB was almost wiped out in America. Paralytic disease emerged from the children that he brought in by the trainload. Okay, breaking news. Again, please don't panic, but this is breaking news on the Savage Nation. The CDC has just confirmed that the Dallas patient has in fact tested positive for Ebola. Let me repeat that. The so-called Centers for Disease Control, which is actually the Centers for Disease Dissemination, the CDD, has confirmed that the Dallas patient has now tested positive for Ebola, the first patient with Ebola in the United States of America. The government should have stopped this. The government could have stopped this. the government that had no right to have permitted this to have happened. The Centers for Disease Dissemination, the CDC, permitted this to happen. The Centers for Disease Dissemination permitted children with tuberculosis and paralytic viral infections to infect children in our schools throughout America. The entire system has broken down. America is now in a crisis it has never seen before. That's one man's opinion. I'm sorry to bring you the bad news, but please don't shoot the messenger.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Got much time, Mr. Quinn.
Commissioner, what's the use of kidding ourselves? We can't track down an unknown killer in 2 days.
He's absolutely right, but there's
all right, this is from a movie from 1950 entitled Panic in the Streets.
Now, wait a minute.
When an infected individual, hold it, turn that off, with the plague, is looking to be found, and the whole city goes on the hunt for him. As I announced at the end of the last hour, the first confirmed Ebola case has been diagnosed in the United States of America. Those responsible, in my opinion, are the Centers for Disease Dissemination. The very same cretinous individuals who are going to give a speech telling you not to worry at the bottom of this hour, which we will run live on this show across America. The very same cretinous political appointees who are going to tell you not to worry are the ones who should be tried for a crime against humanity because they could have stopped this. They could have stopped this if they had followed commonsensical epidemiological protocols. The Centers for Disease Control have become the Centers for Disease Dissemination in this country. They have said nothing and done nothing as Obama was bringing in trainloads of infected children, children who have brought tuberculosis, viral illnesses to schools across the 50 states. Well, I just confirmed 30 minutes ago that the first Ebola case has been brought back to this country. Why do I blame the Centers for Disease Dissemination for this horrendous epidemic coming to our nation? We were blessed with geographic isolation from the horrors of the Third World. For centuries, we had the protections of our geographic isolation from diseases that had never, ever seen the light of day from the east to the west. Some diseases had been here and were endemic, such as malaria, yellow fever. But with the advances in modern American medicine, epidemics such as those were snuffed out. And now they're being brought back because of a total and absolute breakdown in the thinking of the so-called government. Again, I'm not doing this to frighten you, to alarm you, to sell you a book. I'm as sober as a priest right now, as a priest should be. I'm as sober as a pallbearer, as a man should be. I'm as sober as an epidemiologist who went into talk radio to try and enlighten the American people in some decent manner. I'm as sober as I can possibly be, giving you the worst news of my entire life. This did not have to happen. And just as the Secret Service double-talked their way in their minds out of the worst breach of protocol in the history of the Secret Service today, you're going to listen to these clowns from the CDC give a speech on a first confirmation of a patient with Ebola in Texas. And you'll hear it right on this show. He arrived from Liberia in the last couple of days. They say asymptomatic. So what does that tell you? He arrived from Liberia in the last couple of days without symptoms. What did Michael Savage, and may I remind you, Dr. Michael Savage, I am not a high school dropout. I have a real PhD, which includes a very big portion in epidemiology. Why am I telling you this? because you have no one else to turn to. The government's lying to you. The public health officials no longer exist in this country. They're all political appointees. They'll all parse the truth in order to cover their tracks. I'm going to give it to you the way it is. I'll give it to you right down and dirty. I warned you that when Obama, through insanity, sent 3,000 troops into Africa, that it was inevitable that some of them would come back with Ebola. I'm not saying this man is a troop. Don't get me wrong. No. I'm getting ahead of myself. I told you they could come back asymptomatic on a military transport, didn't I? Kiss the wife, kiss the children, go to the drugstore, go to the grocery store, go to church, go anywhere he wants. And he could be disseminating Ebola. Yes, it is transmitted casually through the air. Never mind what the hacks in the government media complex tell you. Don't you listen to a word this liar says. He should be arrested for a crime against humanity. He's going to be speaking in 18, 20 minutes. And he's about as useful as the head of the Secret Service. Another empty suit put in there for political purposes. Put in there a long time ago to make sure that the dirty Q word was never, ever used. Quarantine. Oh, don't quarantine someone with a plague. It might violate their civil rights. And what have I asked for the last 30 years? Don't the people who are healthy have civil rights as well? Doesn't the healthy population have civil rights as well? No, not in a world that is upside down. Not in a world that has been turned on its head by Barack Hussein Obama. The CDD has just confirmed the first Ebola case diagnosed in the United States, and I blame them for this. This could have been stopped. This could have been prevented. It shouldn't have happened. But you've seen nothing yet. Mark my words. Write it down. Because I'm predicting once again that those 3,000 U.S. troops that Obama has sacrificed in the name of political insanity by sending them into Africa where the disease is spreading like the plague it is, it's inevitable that some of them will come back asymptomatic of Ebola as did this patient. And then who are you going to blame them? George Bush? Who are you going to blame then? Nixon? Who will you blame? Ronald Reagan? When are you going to wake up to the fact that we have a diabolical administration? Either by design or by, let us say, a lack of the ability to see beyond their own agenda. It doesn't matter. The end result is the same. We can't sit here and take this anymore. There must be an immediate move for impeachment in this country for us to survive. We will not survive two more years of Obama. It's that simple. Unless there's an entire sea change in this administration, I'm telling you this country will break apart like the ex-Soviet Union did. The country will bust apart like the Titanic hitting an iceberg unless there is an impeachment hearing to expose everything that they're doing, either by design or purpose. You're not going to get to the bottom of it, but you're going to stop them in their tracks because they intend to grant amnesty to millions of illegal aliens. How many of them are going to be infected? How many of them will be infected? There are reports today of Bulgarians in Northern California raising pot. They're clear-cutting redwood forests. They're polluting the streams. They're killing the flora and fauna. They're Bulgarian nationals here on expired visas. How did they get here? Open borders. What's coming next? How can a nation survive the enemy within? It can't. The answer is it can't. How do you feel learning right now on this radio program or elsewhere that your government has permitted Ebola to emerge in the United States of America? They did it. They say he came back asymptomatic. I don't believe it, by the way. I don't believe a word these liars in empty suits tell us. The Secret Service gave a big hearing today. You didn't hear one word of truth out of any of them. The woman up there, she didn't tell you one truth. One truthful word did not come out of that woman's mouth. She read a script. She covered her behind. She said it won't happen again, and she thought she got off the hot seat. Well, she probably did, given the lack of enforcement. Who are you going to blame for this now? They're saying he came here asymptomatic. Do you believe them? My guess is they brought him in for treatment. That's my guess. They brought him in for treatment because isn't that the right thing to do? Isn't that the liberal thing to do? Isn't it the right and liberal thing to do is bring infected children in from Honduras with tuberculosis and put them in Lynn, Massachusetts? Isn't that the American thing to do? Isn't that the Christian thing to do? And there's a lot of money in it, too. Oh, the Catholic Church makes a fortune on this. Oh, it's very Christian of them to harbor the illegal children with diseases But let's not forget what the missionaries did when they went out to the islands 150 years ago or whatever it was. They went to do good, these missionaries, and they did very well indeed. In fact, most of the land in Hawaii is owned by the descendants of the missionaries. That's because their great-great-grandpappies went to spread the word of the Lord. And in bamboozling the dumb natives, they took their land from them because they went to do good, and they did very well indeed. My friends, nothing has changed under the sun. Liberals intend to do good, and they do very, very well indeed. They intend to save the environment, and so they create solar companies that produce very low kilowatts for the amount of money that it costs to produce the factory, but it's done with government subsidies. See, they meant to do good, and they do very well indeed. There's an entire Ebola industry emerging. Oh, the stocks are booming in Ebola drug stocks. It's true that there's no effective drug, but have you seen what's happened with Ebola drug stocks over the last few weeks? Plenty of people on Wall Street have been screaming and jumping up and down, buying, selling, selling, buying. Whichever way it goes, the broker made money, didn't he? Isn't capitalism wonderful at the end of the day? Everything is for sale, even the squeal of the pig. Used to be said by a company that owned a hog plant that slaughtered and processed pigs. They proudly said, "We sell everything but the squeal." It sounds like America, where everything is for sale, including the squeal. This is the Savage Nation. The minute I come back, we're going to try and go right to the Centers for Disease Dissemination phony news conference. And I want to remind you that this is not a joke. The CDC has confirmed the first Ebola case diagnosed in the U.S. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
In a remote African jungle, a small monkey is captured. The animal carries a deadly virus.
This is life imitating art. That was from the movie Outbreak from 20 years ago. Ebola has come to our shores because of a total and absolute breakdown of this government. Don't assume this occurred by itself. Don't assume this was an asymptomatic patient. They brought this patient here for treatment. As sure as I'm sitting here, that's what I believe. And unless you can prove this theory otherwise, I will continue to believe this. And that's what's wrong with this government. Everything they do is A-wise backwards. Nothing they do is right. You see, when you distort reality and twist it to meet your agenda, you can't make proper decisions, whatever they may be, whatever the level is. So when you have the Islamic State wiping out whole towns, villages, and now about to take over a city, you launch impotent airstrikes, and then you walk away from it and go back to the golf course and say, job well done. And then the media salutes you for being the best commander-in-chief since George Washington. The White House is invaded by a fence jumper. You have the woman that they put in charge, a total incompetent liar, get up there today and think that she covered her behind. Nothing happens. There are no consequences. No one loses their job. The clowns, the political clowns with medical degrees that they put into the CDD, the Centers for Disease Dissemination, are going to give a speech in about 10 minutes telling you not to panic and not to worry. Well, they are dead wrong. They are just dead wrong. And they are responsible for this. Just as they are responsible for bringing infected children in from Central America and doing nothing to stop it, they are now responsible for permitting Ebola to arrive on our shores. The wonders of nature that permitted this nation to be almost miraculously isolated from third world diseases is now over. We're devolving from a first world nation almost into a second world nation right in front of our eyes. What happened in South Africa will soon be happening throughout America. Study South Africa and see what happens with the wonders of diversity. Take a look at cities and towns that were once thriving, clean, safe, efficient. They look like wreckages, like war zones. Sort of like Detroit, inner cities here in America. Who are you going to blame it on now? Now that Ebola has come to Dallas? Me? Nixon? Obama? Who's he going to blame now? He blamed the head of the intelligence agencies for not knowing that ISIS was making such gains. Who will he blame now for letting Ebola arrive on our shores? It's in Dallas. This is a breaking news story. I'm trying to maintain my calm. I'm getting emails from people that I know who are in a panic. These are big people, top of the heap, tip of the media complex. They're in a panic. And I sent them one note back about 4 minutes ago, and I said, the world as we know it is over. The world as we know it is over. They can't protect the president. They can't protect the people. They knowingly bring infected children in from Central America. They're about to grant amnesty to another few million illegal aliens. God knows how many of them are infected with illnesses or terrorists. There's no end to this. How much more can this country take? Refugee status just given to Central American minors by Obama with the writ of a pen. Refugee plans set up for Central American border jumpers. That's what he's doing. Just happened. Just did it. Right in front of your eyes. Honduras, El Salvador, Guatemala. Doesn't matter that they're bringing in diseases. Doesn't matter that they have a virus that was largely dormant in America. Doesn't matter that there are children in emergency rooms now on respirators. Doesn't matter. They don't know where the disease came from. Just ask the same man from the CDC who's about to tell you there's nothing to worry about with Ebola. That's the same man who said that they don't know where this virus is coming from that's infecting children across America, children who are now in respirators with a paralytic disease. They have no idea. No, Tom Frieden doesn't know where they got this disease from. It came from the air. We're back to the pre-Lister days in medicine. They don't even understand the germ theory of disease in the Obama administration. We're back to a, shall I say, savage view of illness. It's almost mystical that diseases have arisen in America that were once never here or wiped out. They have no idea. They only have MDs and PhDs, but they're useless when their minds are clouded by political ideology. But ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, let's say you're a diehard communist. I have good news for you. I wrote it 30 years ago. Microbes do not discriminate. No, the Ebola virus doesn't know that you're a good liberal. The Ebola virus doesn't know you're a good radical. The Ebola virus doesn't know that you're a good communist. The Ebola virus doesn't know that you hate America. No, it doesn't discriminate whatsoever. It's not just going to hit conservative white Christians, as you might hope. No, my friends, microbes do not discriminate. This is Michael Savage. Ebola has arrived here because of a total and absolute breakdown of this administration.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
You heard the bad news. The first U.S. patient to test positive for the Ebola virus. It was inevitable. I warned you this would happen. This is just the tip of the iceberg. Obama has sent 3,000 troops to Africa. I told you this would happen. It's certainly not a troop, no. But this will happen again and again and again. This is insanity. But it gives a new meaning to the acronym for Ebola. Epidemic by Obama lost America. Yeah, it's not bad. Ebola. Epidemic by Obama L lost America. I like playing word games. I kind of love crossword puzzles and playing with acronyms. That kind of works for me. Ebola. Epidemic by Obama lost America. Not bad. How about the Centers for Disease Dissemination? Does that work for you? Look, if it was a laughing matter, I'd be laughing and I'd be moving on to something else. There's no bigger story than this. And you're going to start saying, well, what can I do about this? Well, there's some obvious prevention tips that you can practice. I wouldn't recommend eating in an Eritrean restaurant this evening or dining on bushmeat, for example. If you're planning on experiencing some exotic meals tonight, such as fresh bushmeat from West Africa, I would say kind of refrain from that experience this evening. Put down the bushmeat. No monkey tonight. No gazelle. No zebra. But on a more serious note, fever, headache, joint and muscle aches, chills, weakness, could be anything, could be cold. Then it goes to nausea, diarrhea, red eyes, rash, chest pain, cough, stomach pain, bleeding from the eyes, bruising, internal bleeding. Now, there is no vaccine for the Ebola virus, as you know. That you well know. So what can you do about it? As I say, why don't you avoid people who have traveled to those areas? Don't invite them over for dinner tonight. Don't go anywhere near infected people, no matter what the liberals may tell you. I know it's the liberal way to embrace the ill. You know, hug a person with tuberculosis, bring them into your child's school. Bring in some infected children from Honduras and put them in your daughter's school. That makes sense. I mean, if you're a good liberal, what you do is you reach out to the poor of the world and you bring them into your schools. That's the liberal way. But if you are not insane, what you will do is you will avoid any contact with anyone who's been to these areas. And you'll practice the germophobic techniques that I've used my whole life. I'm an inveterate hand washer. I don't go to the supermarket without coming back and taking off my shoes and washing my hands. Go laugh at me. Go ahead. Go look up a psychological journal on that. I wash my hands when I come in. I wash my hands before every meal. I thoroughly wash my hands in a restaurant. Although I don't know what good that does with what they have working in restaurants today. Lavos los manos. They may as well say wash your feet in the soup. But I wash my hands if I can stomach it. Never touch a doorknob in a restaurant. That's what all the paper's doing on the floor. Some people like me, they wash their hands, they grab the paper, they hold the doorknob, and they throw the paper on the floor if there's no basket. Laugh at us if you want. It's a good way to avoid infections to begin with. What else should you be doing other than commonsensical things? Never believe a word anyone in the Obama administration says that may preserve your mental sanity. This morning we heard the liar from the Secret Service thinking she was lying her way. See, she lied her way to where she is as a woman, a bully. You can see that. Her whole life was this tough, yeah. She tried it today. Some of them stood up to her. She tried to bull her way through the whole conference. Just bully. No one believed the word she said. Bullets in the White House, they didn't find it till 4 days later. Fence jumper, no dogs released, nothing. It never happened again. All right, next, no firing. Now we have Presbyterian Hospital of Dallas says the Ebola patient is in strict isolation. Now, the guys who work for me, who run this show, the Savage Nation, are in Dallas right now, and they're freaked out. I'll be honest. These young guys are sick to their stomach. They're saying, well, I don't know what to do. Well, don't panic. I mean, it's not going to spread from the hospital right now. Don't worry about that. But I would be concerned that we have a government that is broken down at every level. I'd be quite concerned. They broke up borders. What did you expect to happen? You've got Bulgarian gangsters decimating rainforests in California, redwood forests to grow marijuana, destroying the creeks, and the liberal papers don't report that these are individuals who broke into this country through the open border, this Bulgarian gang, and that's amongst many illegal aliens. The Bulgarians are now raising marijuana in our forests, decimating the streams, killing the salmon. Not one word from the liars in the environmental movement. Said they attack the Koch brothers. They're still up to last year's Harry Reid news. Well, what I'm going to do is avoid the obvious, practice commonsensical public health measures, whether it's this or the TB or any virus to begin with. I'll be honest with you, I've practiced these same techniques for a long period of time. Also, saturate your tissues with ascorbate. I've said that to you for years. I've written books on health for 25 years. Go laugh it if I want. Go ahead. Go your cheeseburger. Go ahead. Show how tough you are. I eat cheeseburgers. I don't believe in that hippie vitamin stuff. Go ahead. Be a hot shot. Go ahead. See if I care. Why do I care what you do? I saturate my tissues with ascorbate. I have for 35 years. It's worked for me and my family. At the first signs of a cold, I treble my dose of ascorbate. But something I do that no one else does is I take massive doses of vitamin A at the first sign of any illness. By the way, Pauling never wrote about that. Savage told you about that. There's an upper limit on vitamin A, by the way, that doesn't exist with vitamin C, because you'll eliminate the vitamin C and you'll also reach a certain point which you won't take anymore. Vitamin A is a little trickier because it's fat soluble, so you have to be a little cautious with it. Vitamin C, vitamin A are phenomenal with regard to building your immunity, helping your resistance in that regard. It's not a guarantee against Ebola. I'm not practicing witchcraft here. I'm just telling you that your best defense is a good offense, and that means building your inner body, your body from the inside out. Use common sense practices. Don't go near anyone who's come from the African area. Don't eat any garbage food from Africa in a can or anything else. Don't be a moron here. Don't go Eritrean cuisine tonight just to be PC and smile like a dunce. Practice common sense. Practice hygiene. Stay away from people who are in those areas and build up your immunity. That's a good idea in general, whether it's for the flu or anything else. But remember that viruses are viruses. Some are more virulent than others, no question about it. But for a virus to gain a foothold in the human body required... Oh, here comes Tom Freakin of the CDC is about to speak. Oh, here he comes, the man with the good tie and the good suit. The man who doesn't know the Q word, the quarantine word. Never met anyone to quarantine in his life. Is he speaking yet?
Yeah, briefing.
Here he comes. The great man is about to tell us what to do. Go ahead, Tom Friedman.
We'll be hearing briefly from four speakers and then take questions from the media.
Centers for Disease Dissemination.
Is CDC Director Dr. Tom Friedman.
Oh, bow down.
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you for joining us.
As you've been hearing from us, Ebola is a serious disease.
Oh, come
it's
on, you.
Spread
I can't take it.
Contact with someone.
Shut up and say something, you idiot.
The virus, and it's only spread through body fluids.
You brought it in, you dolt, you.
Is 8 to 10 days after exposure.
I don't know if I'm going to listen to this. I will smash the microphone.
It's a severe disease which has a high case fatality rate, even with the best of care.
Why can't you speak
but there are
without? Why can't you speak without masking words?
Interventions that stop it. Today we are.
I don't know if I want to hear this because I'm going to get angrier, and I'm going to make mistakes on the radio.
Has been
Liberia, huh?
With Ebola in the United States.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for giving us Ebola.
Liberia on the 19th.
Yeah. The gift
September,
that keeps on giving, Tom. That'll be your legacy.
In the US on the 20th of
How about
September,
the TV you permitted to go into
no
Lynn, Massachusetts, because you didn't open your big mouth
Liberia
and say, don't bring in those infected children from South America, Central America, Tom?
Later, around the 24th of September,
I can't take it.
Began to develop symptoms.
These are all criminals. These are all criminal liars, in my estimation. Criminal liars.
Sunday, the 28th
They'll kill us all,
September was
either through terrorism, disease, decimation. They're doing nothing to protect us. They're putting us at all risk. All of them are liars.
Today, specimens from the individual.
Ah, take the specimen. Do it.
Positive for Ebola.
I told you I'm going to blow it today on the radio. I can feel it coming. I feel like I'm about to have a petite mal attack.
Same results. The testing for Ebola is highly accurate. It's a PCR
you hear this,
test.
You hear this technocrat speaking in this
so
kind of
what does this mean?
Kind of Third Reichian way. This guy belongs in an orgone box for life.
Threefold. First,
put Tom Friedman in an orgone box, please, and ship to Africa with no return address.
Hospital shortly to provide the most effective care possible.
We don't care about his care, dummy. We care about how to protect ourselves, Schmendrick.
The likelihood, the possibility that anyone would become infected.
Is zero.
Second, to maximize the chances that the patient might recover.
How did they get this jerk?
Second, we
who put him in this position?
All people who may have.
I can't believe he's reading a script like the Secret Service woman today. This is a twofer, two in one day.
And remember,
no one pays me enough to put up with this.
Someone who's not in.
There's not enough. Shut up! I got to turn him off. I can't listen. You know, there's not enough money in the history of the world for me to put up with these people. And. There's only so much I can take of government liars. That's one thing when they're just harassing people or stealing our money. It's quite another thing when they're actually killing us. Don't you agree? You believe a word Tom Friedman is saying? His CDC update on first Ebola patient? They permitted this to happen. They permitted this to happen. Obama just sent 3,000 American troops into the Ebola zone. How many of them do you think might come back asymptomatic? And don't say I didn't warn you. I've warned you from the beginning. It was a crime. It should have been stopped. But Tom Friedman didn't say a word because he's nothing but a puppet of the Obama administration. Okay, let's try him again. Go ahead.
It does not spread widely in this country. It is certainly possible that someone who had contact with this individual, a family member or other individual, could develop Ebola in the coming weeks.
Here we go.
But there is no doubt in my mind that we stop it here.
Oh, you have no doubt in your infected mind?
The ongoing spread of Ebola in Liberia and West Africa.
Okay, here we go again.
There are large numbers of cases.
And ladies and gentlemen of the Savage Nation, this is perhaps...
individual became infected,
folks,
they undoubtedly...
Folks, perhaps the saddest day in American history. When you have such defective government hacks in such high places that permit an intruder to get into the White House and make it sound as though it's just an ordinary thing that will never happen again. That you have this guy permitting Ebola to enter the United States and saying, it will never spread, don't worry about it. Can you believe this? Why did the individual travel from Liberia to begin with? Why wasn't he stopped in Liberia? Didn't this same clown 2 weeks ago tell us that they have inspectors at the airports in Liberia who are trained in Liberia? That's an oxymoron. Trained in Liberia to recognize symptoms. Well, we know that they're asymptomatic for the first 72 hours. You hear this? Why didn't they close off all travel from Liberia? Well, that would have been terrible. Would have been commonsensical. It could have prevented Ebola from spreading in the United States and elsewhere. But that would have been against the protocols of the Barack Obama open borders madness. Don't you understand? No. You don't put in any embargoes or bans on travel. That's fascistic. What a liberal thing to do is bring diseased people in. That's very liberal. That's very humanizing. In fact, there's no reason that we in this lily-white nation of ours, the parts that are, have any right to have a better health than those in the third world. Because if you want real equality, I mean, you have to spread disease around. Just as you have to spread poverty around. The Obama way is to spread disease around. That way you'll all get down with the third world people and know what it's like to be sick and homeless and begging. You understand that? You understand how this works? Only when America is reduced to ashes will we be equal to some of the third world nations that Obama is apparently using as a role model to turn this country into this third world nation that he envisions for us. I guess the great man is finished, Neil, with his speech. He gave his speech. He has to go change his suit now. Questions from the audience. I can't wait to hear the questions from the science-trained news organizations there. The puppets of the government media complex. First question I would ask, hey, Frieden, let me ask you something. Why'd you let travelers come in from Liberia? Why didn't you recommend to the president that no way should travelers be permitted to leave Liberia into this nation? Tom, that would have been question one. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COIN. Is responsible for this arrival on our shores of the Ebola virus, in my opinion. The Obama administration, by breaking down our borders and not prohibiting travelers from the area by sending troops there, they are responsible for this. Now, I want to correct a mistake that they made. Frieden said that it can be spread in the air. He was corrected by one of his hacks who went on the air and said, no, it can't be spread in the air. He's a liar. Which one's a liar? Let me tell you right now. In some cases, Ebola can spread through direct contact with respiratory secretions. What does that mean? Just like with a cold. An infected person coughs or sneezes directly on another, an uninfected individual. Is that not airborne? That is airborne, isn't it? Even the CDC specifically recommends droplet protection be taken in the hospital setting when healthcare workers are treating patients infected with Ebola. That's droplet contact. Even a viral infection, such as ordinary influenza, can become airborne. What does that mean? It means that discharged microbes remain suspended in the air for long periods of time. That's what we mean by airborne transmission. You don't have to be a trained epidemiologist to understand how colds spread, do you? Well, it's the same common sense that you've used to avoid colds that you will use to try to avoid contracting this deadly disease called Ebola. Airborne transmission is possible. Droplet contact, viral droplet nuclei transmission is what it's called. Whether or not Ebola could mutate in a way that makes it contagious through the air is another story. We don't know. Right now, Ebola is spread through direct contact with the bodily fluids of infected individuals. But here is something I must caution you about as time runs out on my show. You know, this is a night that I'd like to be on the air for 10 more hours for your sake. I'm the only member of the American media with a PhD in epidemiology and also the only one with such a degree who'll tell you the truth. Everything you're hearing is the same rubbish you heard about the Secret Service breakdown today. You're hearing the same thing about the breakdown of the CDC. This clown should be thrown out, Frieden. You want to hear the rest of the story? You're going to have to wait until tomorrow. Because no one else knows as much as I do about this subject. I don't care what they say. And I'm not proud to tell you this. It's a mark of the paucity of reality in the American media. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I would say God bless America, but at this point, what's the point?